back to another episode of Unlimited Abundance. I am so joyful to be here with you. I know we didn't have an episode last week, as maybe some of you noticed, but we are back and with so many updates. So as we roll on in here, I know a lot of you guys might be listening to this in the audio version. A lot of you guys might be on YouTube. If you don't know, I always have these on YouTube. Like right now I'm recording the audio, but I'm also recording the video right now. So you might be watching this with me on YouTube in like the full length version, or you might be driving or listening to it on your favorite podcast platform. But I wanted to announce that I am back and vlogging on YouTube. It was honestly you guys who inspired and influenced me to do it. The amount of comments I was getting literally every single week and DMs asking me to come back to vlog, I was like, this has to be some sort of sign. It was getting to the point where literally almost every DM I'd open would be like, please vlog, please vlog, please vlog. And I was like, wow, out of nowhere. And so I was like, you know what? I'll vlog again. And funnily enough, I was going to buy a new camera because I didn't know where my vlogging camera was, since I haven't vlogged since like 2020. And if you're new to my content and you don't know, I was on YouTube for like 10 plus years. I was back on YouTube back in the OG days. I feel like I was probably one of the first people who were like YouTubers, literally like before and during the partner program came out, if you remember back then. And in 2020, I took a break from YouTube to really focus on building my business. I primarily was on Instagram, and I let all of you know so you couldn't be angry at me if I'd be on Instagram, because it was a lot of energy. I really grew and scaled my business so much. And it really honestly required all of my energy at the time. It was like I was running courses like all the time. I was doing retreats, one-to-one clients. I was just doing so much that I couldn't split my energy at the moment. I was just like so focused on that. And I kind of also feel like needed a break in a way, because I recorded like 10 years of my life pretty much weekly, which is kind of crazy for someone I think who didn't do that to think about. But anyway, I'm back, and it's such a cool manifestation story for me, because I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a new vlogging camera because I don't know where mine is. And then I had this thought to literally look for my vlogging camera in a particular place, and it was there. And then I just additionally just like ordered a new SD card, new battery, and it's like we're back in action. So if you missed my content, I'm back on YouTube. Not only am I putting these podcasts on there in longer format, but there's vlogs too. So that's that. I was away in Hawaii last week, last week, but the beginning before I flew back on Monday, we were celebrating our 1 year wedding anniversary. We went to Honolulu. It was absolutely beautiful. It's beautiful weather, such like a relaxing energy there. It was really, really stunning. It was really something else. But I'm really happy to be back, and I'm back with so much news and so many topics to discuss today. In particular, I want to discuss on one topic. So first of all, I want to announce that I've launched my newest mastermind group. So if you know me, you know I am a big course person. I love running courses, and a lot of you, I'm sure, have taken them. They're kind of my thing. And I only launch a new course when there really is a strong energetic pull for me to do so. So for example, last year I ran many, many courses. I mean, probably like over six. And this year I ran two so far before this launch, like long format courses. Like a lot of you guys are in Divinity every month, which is like my monthly membership, but like long format courses, like at least a few weeks. I ran Wet and Wealthy this year, and then The Feminine Awakened, and all my people who are in courses always asking for the next courses coming out, which A, I'm so blessed and honored that people have such amazing and transformative experiences that they're continuously asking when the next course will be released. But I only create them when there's this huge calling for it. And internal for me, like, I feel like, okay, here we go. Last year, or this year, better yet, I ran my 6 month mastermind Lust, which was a coaching certification and a mastermind group. And it was absolutely amazing. We had the most epic group of women. The women inside had like the craziest life transformations. It blew me away. And a lot of people were asking when I will run the next mastermind. And I always said, like, only when I'm called to do it. That's why when I launch something, I never guarantee that I'll launch it again or even run it again. So I always say, like, get in when something is being created. But I've officially launched my newest offering, which is a 3-month mastermind, and it's called Let's Get You Rich. It is focused on money, money energetics, healing money stories, basically like literally doing a 180 with money in your life, essentially. It's a 3-month mastermind, meaning we are in a group. There's already people inside. It was so exciting. Literally the first few days of launch, so many people were able to sign up already, which is just like amazing to me. And most people are repeat people, so it's cool to see. So if you've never been in any of my offerings, I really invite you in. I feel like anyone who hasn't taken a really powerful online course, it might seem like out there or scary to, and I totally see that. Like, I can imagine that. But as soon as you get into the world of online courses, and of course, use your intuition, like only sign up for things that resonate with you. So if I resonate with you, amazing. If not, amazing. But you literally are open to like a whole new world of information. You're like, oh my God, I can learn so much quicker, grow so much quicker, get information that like would have taken me so long to learn and research. And it's just like, you kind of get mind blown. But this course or this mastermind is going to be 3 months, and we meet bi-weekly, meeting every 2 weeks on Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, around for 2 hours. If you're not able to come to any of the meetings, you always get the full recording. So I also want to stress this. Most people come live every week. A lot of people can't come some weeks, so then they just watch the full recording. Some people are in such different time zones that they actually never join live and they just watch all the recordings, or they're really, really busy. So they still take the course and they're still involved in the group. They're just not coming to that day of the recording, if that makes sense. So like they might watch it on Monday or Tuesday or whatever it is, and you are still equally involved because we have a community group chat, a mastermind group chat going on the entire time. On top of that, I work with every single person inside one-on-one. And this is why masterminds are very, very different than a normal course, because they're very immersive. Like I'm very close to and connected to you during the process. Every month we have a one-to-one session. And additionally, you get the Divinity membership for free during the time of the mastermind. So you get so, 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 so much. And it's just amazing. Like I'm not going to go, I could talk about it for literally 12 hours. So if you're interested, I will have the links down below. There's obviously a pay in full option, and I always provide a payment plan as well, if that works better for everyone. And yeah, and that really is kind of the topic I want to speak about today, is a topic around money, right? I think I've spoken about money so much on Instagram, and I've ran actually a few courses around money, like mini smaller courses. For example, I ran this course called Your Tweak Abundance Quantum Leap, which is a mini course, but it's really powerful at beginning to reprogram your mind from like kind of a scarcity mindset to shifting to an abundance mindset and beginning to see how to actualize that into your world step by step through that lens perception. I also, at the beginning of the year, ran a really cool masterclass called Wealth Uncovered. You can still access those, by the way, if you're interested. But on podcasts, I feel like I haven't gotten to dive deep into this topic, and I want to kind of just like unravel it here today while we're here today together. So I think that in general, right, any topic that is created to be taboo and not discussed, there's usually power hidden in it. So let me give you an example, right? Think about just sexuality in general, right? Sexuality is so interesting because it's so like used as a marketing tool. It's glamorized. It's like taken, it's like it's used as like the shiny object for advertising, for everything. I mean, like in short, sex sells, right? But then at the same time, it is so shamed and so punished and so like, so taboo, right? Right, like to discuss. Like, for example, for me, I love pole dancing. I pole dance for fun. I have now for a bit. I post my content online. Now I run online courses or online classes teaching like low flow pole classes. And to me, it like pole is so, so, so normal. But I feel like when you talk to like, I don't know, the average person, it still has a taboo, right? And so yet we see in marketing and in advertisements how strong sexuality is used. So it's like, until we reclaim sexuality and we don't discover the power of it, right? When we're disconnected from something, we feel kind of disconnected from that power in it. When no one talks about something, when something's hush, 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 then there doesn't become an awakening around it. So for in terms of like sexuality, now we've seen so many things, like for example, I know like Goop, of course, did their like episodes on different aspects of intimacy and sexuality, things like that. And it's uncovered so much. It's uncovered how many people are afraid of intimacy. It's uncovered so much unfulfillment in that space. And just there's so much like shadow, I guess, in that space, like so much like under the covers and not discussed, because anything that doesn't get discussed or stays in the shadows doesn't have a chance to kind of rise into its power. And I find that money is the same way, right? Until we discuss it, until people maybe are open and share experiences and share knowledge, only then do, you know, does all the discomfort kind of begin to unravel. And this is why I find it so, so important to do, because I guess at the core, and I'm like, I wrote a bunch of Instagram posts about this, I started posting them, but at the core, right, everybody, and I'm just saying, I guess it's kind of, I don't know if she's using the word everybody, but it's kind of, I guess the way that I would put it, right, is in our world, we have a currency, whether it's money or whether we were trading chickens or whether it was whatever it was, grapes, like we would have to have a means of exchange, right? And in our world, it's money, right? I mean, it was originally more paper dollar bills, and now it's moving to digital, almost all digital currency, which is kind of scary. But, you know, right, it's moving all more mostly to digital currency. And so essentially, it's just what we're exchanging. And yet people have so, so, so many stories, of course, around money and its meanings and its associations. That's because we all grow up in such different experiences. We grow up in different places geologically, right? So that extremely influences us, right? If you grew up in the States versus North Korea, for example, you're going to have a very different program around it. Or, you know, take any other two locations, you're going to have a different experience. We grow up in a different culture, which also really influences that. We grew up in different families and different situations, so we're influenced by so many things. So of course we all kind of come to like a different view around this thing, and because it's not discussed and because no one wants to offend each other, I feel like that's also just like a whole other thing in our society today, where everyone is triggered by literally everything. Like everything is offensive all of a sudden. It's like, I don't know if any of you guys watch old movies. I don't know if you guys are my age or have older, and you watch old movies and they're so funny because they finally have like real jokes. That's like, yes, jokes can be slightly offensive, but that's the point of a joke, right? It's like, it's not aimed at you. It's just aimed to be kind of funny. And now everything is like, so like, everything has to be so PG, no triggers, like diversity of every single kind. Like, yes, there's positive kind of like growth. And then there's like, when you want to push for progress so much that you actually like regress society, and I feel like that's what happened, but it's a whole other thing. But essentially, right, we all have, no one wants to offend each other about this topic, and so it kind of stays taboo and it kind of stays uncovered, right? And for us to learn and grow about anything and evolve in anything, it needs to be discussed. So for example, if you wanted to grow your business, right, you would most likely want to read business books. You maybe want to take business courses. Maybe you want to speak, have a mentor, someone who started a business that's successful. Like, you would want to get more information about said thing as possible. You'd want to learn like what marketing tools are you using. You'd want to learn like what email campaign tools are you using. You'd want to learn like what social media tactics work. What branding are you, like, you would want to know as much as possible. You'd want to like bring that topic to as much light as possible so that you could get as much knowledge about it, right? Isn't that kind of obvious, right? With anything that you want to get good at or grow, you're just like, for example, if you really want to be super self-aware or really, you know, dive deep into relationships, you might want to like learn about attachment styles, learn about other different things that influence relationships. You might want to get into like childhood stuff. Like, you'd want to learn as much as you could about the topic. And yet with money, I feel like it's so, because it's so hidden and less discussed, it's harder. It's hard because people feel uncomfortable discussing it. It's harder to like bring it to the light. And then the issue with that is that sometimes, because it is such an important topic, because it's literally something that we use all day, every day, like it literally influences pretty much everything. Like, whether you're listening to this on your phone or you're in your car, every interaction we have is somehow tied to money, essentially, right? Like, even you, like I said, just driving right now, like you're driving your car that's playing this, or you're listening to this off your phone or your computer, like everything is tied to money. And because it is such an important aspect of our society, there is a lot of shadow around it, which means there's a lot of scams around it and a lot of the kind of darker side around it, right? So it's kind of difficult of who to trust, right? Like, you see so many like videos of like, this is the best way to make money, take my funnel course. Like, you see so, and maybe that funnel course is great, but I'm just saying there's so much saturation, and because there's so much shadow around it, it's hard to at times know where to go, what to trust, like how to bring it to the light in yourself, right? Take a sip of coffee here. And then obviously, like I was saying before, everyone has a different experiences with it and different things that work for different people. So there's like really not a one size fits all solution, except for getting to the root of our own experiences and reprogramming them. So for example, when we talk about investments, right? Yes, of course, there is, you can learn and be savvy on the different kinds of investments there are, right? You might know about the stock market, even different kinds of index funds, maybe even bonds, real estate. Like, yes, you can learn all of those things, but I'm listening to a book right now that really is outlines a lot of things historically, and the same exact investment made at two different times yields very different results, meaning both people could have been equally intelligent, both people equally invested in the same thing in the same quote-unquote smart way, but depending on the timing, also an aspect of luck, right? Things pan out very differently, and one person will be praised for such an amazing investment, and the other person will maybe be, I don't know, I don't say shame, but not praised for that investment, or maybe even the opposite. So there is another factor outside of knowing like basic economics and knowing different kinds of ways to make investments. So for example, even with things like Bitcoin, right, when it first came out, anyone at that point purchased it. Okay, so there's people who, for example, bought Bitcoin before when it was like nothing, worth nothing, right? Like under a dollar or very, very low, maybe a few dollars, and became millionaires off of it, like very much in early days. So they got it when it was kind of like not even discussed. Like, I didn't even know about it. I think this was like maybe in, don't quote me, but I want to say it's like, this was like maybe even like in 2014, if not even earlier, probably even earlier. And then as soon as it rose, they sold it, right? And became millionaires. Those people are praised. There's a few of them, people who are like known, they're early or really early adopters, and they're so praised, like, oh my gosh, so amazing, right? But the same, there are so many other investments like that where it was so new and had such big promises, and people put their money in it and then lost everything, even though it was like the same kind of risk, if that makes sense. Like, it was an equal kind of risk, and if those people would have gotten the return on their investment, they would have been praised. Like, a lot of people, early investors in Bitcoin, were praised. Like, let's say it never blew up and never got big, and those people put, and there are people who put so much into it, like in early days, and then not early enough days, right? But didn't see that same exact return. So what I'm saying is, there is, outside of just like basic like equations and knowing how to diversify your portfolio and things like that, there's a whole other energetic world. And this is why I think like inner work and spirituality, you know, it's kind of like a blanket term, why it's so huge and so hugely tied into money. And if you speak to a lot of people who are very successful with money, they are very strongly tuned in into their inner world, into beliefs, into all of those things, because there's this other huge, huge, huge factor that people ignore, right? That people kind of tend to forget about. It's like, our inner world becomes so logic dominated and has this thing that it has this belief that like, if I just like know the logic behind everything, like I will be able to do everything correctly. And there's this, if our world has both of those yin and those yang energetics, right? Like, there's a balance. It's like, we have to, of course, yes, you have to know how certain things work. So for example, you need to take classes to learn how to drive a car if you're going to want to drive a car, right? Like, there is like a method to it, but also your intuition might be what tells you when to drive your car, maybe when not to go drive your car, maybe when like to get the car even to get. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you, if there's two things, it's not just like this, it's not just logic and it's not just emotion. It's really this fusion of both. And that's why I find that, of course, it's really great to read different kinds of money books and get educated and expand your knowledge of different investments and just different people's experiences, just to have more information. But I think that the thing is going to really change your own experience in unimaginable ways is looking at ourselves and looking at our experiences, because that's where everything stems from. Even if you literally made like no investments or didn't even go into that world, but you did so much work on your own money stories and money beliefs and took action on that, you would create way more, you could create way more abundance and success than someone who's just living by that logical book and just doing the things, like just putting it in. Like, for example, right now, maybe as many of you know, there's so much inflation and there's the stock market's, you know, not in a great place, and even Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is down. Like, so those mainstream or traditional methods, right? Like, right now wouldn't detect, I mean, it depends how long you're going to hold it, right? This is not financial advice. I have to always like legally say that, but there is a whole other factor outside of that. So what I mean by that is saying that someone who's doing their inner work on their money stories and their beliefs and is applying that, taking action, is going to see more results than maybe someone who's not doing all those things and just by the book doing what they think they should be doing in order to maximize their income or their or the money that they do have. Does that make sense? So, and of course, like I said, it is a balance, but it really has to start with our own inner world and our own inner story. So I've spoken so much about like so many different topics in terms of manifestation and energy and beliefs. Like, I can't even imagine probably how many hours I've like lectured on it in courses or even in podcasts or in lives. Like, I've gone so deep into it, but it all really applies to money and why it's less people maybe do this work is because it is triggering, it is uncomfortable, and we as beings tend to run away from anything that's uncomfortable. So think about even like confrontation, right? Most people really do not like confrontation, and I used to be one of those people. Like, I really like would do anything not to have confrontation. Now I'm like, all right, let's go. But like, just as an example, right? People do not like to have uncomfortable situations. For example, they might order a meal that they didn't want or don't like or want modified or whatever it is, because they don't want to experience any kind of discomfort, then they stick with it. But the thing that I've really learned is that by avoiding sometimes the discomfort, that this immediate or smaller discomfort that we have to face, we create a way larger issue in the future. So let me give you a kind of a funny example. When I was in Hawaii, right, we're going out for the day doing adventures, and I went to go grab breakfast because there was nothing really at the hotel that I could eat in their like breakfast buffet. And so I go to this little cafe. I actually remember exactly what it's called. I don't know if I should say, but anyway, I go to this cafe and I see like on their menu that they have avocado toast. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm just going to get two slices of that because usually they're small and I needed to be full for like the day because we were about to go, I think, hiking this day. I don't remember, but essentially I was like, I'm going to need more than one slice of toast. And I kind of skimmed what was on it, it was called avocado toast. I was like, how crazy can it be, right? Like, maybe a little seasoning. Like, I know what's going to be so wild on it. And so they bring me my avocado toast, and I know, I like literally bite into it, and I see that it has like a thick layer of cream cheese or like some white thing. I'm like, and then I go to the menu, and I see that they literally put cream cheese. First of all, that's so weird, right? Like, am I the only one? That doesn't make sense to me. Okay, I don't know why you would do that. Why would you put like dairy? Also, it's so funny because the bread that they use, they put like vegan sourdough. So it's like, if you're like making this effort to make this dish, it seems more vegan friendly, because if you're gonna use sour cream, which already has dairy, then like, why don't you just use egg in your bread? I mean, at this point. So, and in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, there's a line. Okay, so keep in mind, this is a busy, packed place. There's only like a few girls working. They have so many orders. I can just like see how hard they're hustling. And I literally like, and it was such a long wait because it's a small cafe in Hawaii. These like cafes are so small. And during like, I guess, rush peaks, like peaks when people come in, it takes them a while to get the food out because, I mean, just think about it, like a few people literally making the food for in this whole line of people waiting. And I was like, I literally can't eat this. Like, I haven't had dairy in so long, and I would literally like get so sick from it, and I don't want to have dairy. I don't eat dairy. And I was like, I'm literally going to have to go up to them and like ask them to remake literally both of these, like the entire thing. And I, for a moment, felt how uncomfortable that would be. I'm like, everyone's going to be around me. And my husband wasn't even with me because he was at the hotel. And I literally, like, at least when you have a friend by you, you know, it's like emotional or like moral support. And I was like, oh my, I don't even have like my moral support. If he was with me, I feel like I would just ask him to ask because he's very confident with things like that. But I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go. Because I'm like, what else odds option? I either literally eat this cream cheese is going to make me so sick, or I don't eat it all and wasted like so much on some avocado toast. Like, there was no other option. I was like, I'm the discomfort of however they react, this is going to be have to be done, because the discomfort of me not eating or getting sick is way higher. So I go up and I was like, hi, you know, I'm so sorry, it's my mistake, I didn't know this had cream cheese on it. And the girl is so pissed, you guys. Like, first of all, there's like these two girls are like looking at me, and I was like, can you remake it? To the girl, and the girl just like looking at me blankly, and her coworker like literally shoves her shoulder to like answer me, like basically say yeah, I guess. And the girl was like, if you're watching the video, you can like see my face, but if you're listening to the podcast, you can just imagine. She was like, did you read the menu? And I was like, yeah. She's like, doesn't it say it has cream cheese? And I was like, yes, I'm like, it's totally my mistake. I really didn't read the fine print. Like, it's completely my mistake. I just don't have dairy. So like, I literally wouldn't be able to eat this. Like, I apologize. I've never had avocado toast with cream cheese on it. I just assumed it was just avocado toast. And I mean, she was really annoyed, I could tell, but ultimately they remade it and I ate my food and I went along my day. That's like a silly example, but we as humans like just don't want to experience that initial discomfort because of whatever it may be, but we literally risk losing something way more important. And the same thing is true with money, right? We don't often want to dive and do the inner work and uncover all of the things that we may find there because it is uncomfortable. But the thing is that most of us deep down, and I've worked with clients of every type of person, I feel like you can, the imaginable people who are literally just starting inner work and just starting their business, people who are wildly, wildly successful in their business, and everywhere in between, people like who don't have their own business, who just every single kind of person, and everyone at their core wants more money, honestly, than I've met. And because it's a logical thing, right? It's up to a certain degree, right? Because if there is an energy that we use to exchange goods in our society, and this energy is what, this currency is what allows us to experience more freedom, more opportunity, just more experiences in general, it can give us more stability, more ease. It can allow us to help others. Like, of course, we're going to want more of whatever it is. Like, and that's like, I guess, even the first layer of money programming, right? People think that like wanting more money is greedy or bad or wrong. And of course, if you're starting to do bad things to get more of anything, that's not good, right? So someone's like a drug addict, if they're starting to do bad things to get more drugs, like that's kind of, I would like to separate those things, because if that's like a whole other, people can't take people's like personal, because whatever personal issues people have, they're going to project that on whatever it may be, whether that's our relationships, whether it's money, it literally doesn't matter. They're going to project that on something. So you cannot take someone else's projection onto something and claim that that is a characteristic or trait of that, right? Do you know what I mean? And so of course, us as beings, and yes, there are people who become corrupt and get really, you know, there is cases where, of course, there's people who have those tendencies already abuse specific things, just like people abuse relationships, people abuse money, people abuse drugs, like people abuse food, whatever it is, right? There are cases, of course, where people disrespect that energy and do unethical things, but that's in any field of life. We can literally say literally in any field of life. So we have to kind of not allow that to become a part of our programming and belief system. On average, most people would want more of this currency because it's going to allow them to have more freedom and more experiences in this life. Like if they want to work less, if they want, they can, a lot of people, they can finally do what maybe they want to do, start the business that they want to start, let go explore places they've always wanted to explore, have things they've always wanted to have, be generous people they've always wanted, generous, have peace of mind, save, buy their dream home, like whatever it may be. There are so many amazing things that come from having more of this currency of energy. And this is literally where the first step begins, is to begin to unravel any kind of negative association. Because think about it, if you desire something, but you have beliefs underlying that it's bad or wrong or whatever it may be, and 99% of our decisions, I mean, people argue various amounts. People say like 97, 98, a large percent are basically, let's just say, generally speaking, our subconscious influences our decisions and influences the way that we view the world. So if we're saying that we desire something, but deep down we view it as bad or wrong or not possible or whatever it may be, you can see how we are not going to take actions to go get that. So this is like, I think, the most important thing to understand. And so what I find doing work around money is so important is because it's finally going to allow you to go after the things that you desire, right? I think that I saw a girl talk about something which I really liked. She spoke about how like people often think about, okay, like be surrendered and like wait for this sign and like, et cetera. And that can be beautiful and that works as well. But also remembering that you are a divine co-creator or creator yourself is important. Like you having a desire to do something is enough of a sign. You know, I think that like we use so much mental energy overthinking things and using our, like, and of course, like that totally makes sense. That's kind of the space that we're brought up in, but we have like such a strong internal guidance system within ourselves. And if we really desire something, something feels so good to us, and we really want to move in a particular direction, then we really need to begin to value that, essentially, or value that nudge, or value that information. And so many people have this desire to create more money or financial abundance in their life, but then all the programming comes back up, right? Whether it's like, I don't really desire that, or like, I'm not greedy, or like whatever stories arise. And so it prevents so many people from fulfilling their desires. And the funny thing is, for most people, when they go and they really begin to do the inner work, and when I've done this with clients to reprogram their inner stories around money, to look at their belief systems, to look at their associations, to look at past experiences and how they've influenced them, to look at what they want, how much they want, really what their why is, what value are they going to provide in the world in exchange for it? This is a big one, right? I don't think you don't just teach like, oh, I just want it to come to me and I'm going to just like do nothing. Like, I'm manifesting this. I wrote myself a check and I'm manifesting it. It's not how it works, right? Like, everything's an energetic exchange. So when I work with people, there has to be a value that you provide in exchange. And often that value that you provide is literally part of your purpose or your soul's calling or something that you're meant to share or do while you're here on this planet. And then we really begin to start taking action. So I think that that's just the biggest, another big thing I want to touch on, is that you desiring something is enough of a sign. Like, you don't need to sit back and wait until you have the idea 10,000 times to take action on it. You being called to something is enough of a sign. Like, that your body is responding. Your body, and I always make this not a joke, but I use this expression, like a full pussy yes. Or like when you're trying to pick something out, whether it be the perfect bell pepper at the grocery store, or a bag of coffee, or whether you're going to sign up for something, or whether you're going to travel somewhere, whatever it may be, your body is going to have a reaction to whatever is meant for you. So you'll feel like a strong pull towards it, right? And we know that we're not following our intuition when we have that strong pull, but then we use our mind to be like, no, or to find a reason why not. So maybe you feel really called, like, I really am meant to do blank. Like, you're like, I just have a strong feeling like I'm meant to do this. And then your mind is like, but blank, but what if this happens? What if it doesn't work? What if you don't succeed? It's such a big risk to stay in your comfort zone, you know? Or the opposite, or we can feel something's not for us. Like, we feel like this is just like not for me. This is just like not it. And we use our mind to try to logically convince ourselves that we just feel discomfort in our body. Your body is like such a powerful oracle. I think I literally made a whole podcast episode, I'm pretty sure, called like, your body is an oracle. But your body is such a powerful oracle of guiding you, right? And it guides you based on energy. And even if things don't logically make sense, it's trying to guide you into alignment, into a different, completely different frequency, or completely different space. And the next thing I kind of want to discuss is I don't even know how to like place this, but it's like, it really is a process. It takes a process to unravel our previous money beliefs and stories and deep patterns and deep beliefs around it, and to really like understand where that comes from, like to have that moment of like looking backwards and really understanding what experiences and energies have shaped the way that we're viewed it up to this moment, then beginning to look future forward and beginning to be like, okay, so what does more money even mean to me, right? Like, even defining that. I really, when I work with clients, we work around this very closely, defining like what is that? Because for everyone, it's very different. For someone, maybe to feel like live like a fulfilled life. Like, I always give this example. Let's say someone's like an artist. And so for them to feel wealthy and like rich for them and like thriving is going to be to maybe like, I'm just going to paint a picture so we can kind of get what I'm saying. For them, it's going to be maybe to live somewhere really inspiring that they love, and like, and then maybe have really beautiful furniture that inspires them, that makes them feel good. Maybe to take workout classes every day that make them feel energized and creative. Maybe go out to dinners with friends each month to catch up. Maybe go to like different galleries and displays and art events, art installations, right? To eat healthy, maybe organic food, and have really nice supplements so that they feel their best and that they're thriving. Maybe then their paint supplies or different art supplies. Maybe they use some applications on the computer and things like that. Maybe someone to come help them deep clean their place once a month if they're really, really busy, just to give them that fresh restart. Then, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then maybe, ooh, their cost of their car to drive a different place, and so on and so forth. So like, for everyone to live what for them feels like the most expanded, fulfilled life is going to look so different. And I didn't include other things. Maybe they want to get their hair done. Maybe they want to get their nails done. Like, and that's why we need to define whatever that like number would be essentially, right? Like, okay, what for me, what is it that I want to experience each month or just in my life in general? And what is that going to cost? I think a lot of people don't even make it to this step. They just say, oh, I want more money. And then they're not clear on different things. And it's like, what experiences do you want to have? How much do those experiences cost? And so how much would that cost per month or per year or overall, right? I think per year seems easier to do because then you can kind of like understand that things don't always have to be linear. Like things can be, I don't say up and down, but things always have to be linear, especially when you're an entrepreneur and you can still reach that goal or intention. And then we start together taking action and taking aligned action towards that. And this is, and it's like I said, it's like it's this process, right? It's not just like, this is why it's not just like a one-time flame of inspiration and then you're done. It's like really a deep kind of like commitment. And I think that most people do give up. Like, and I'm just saying that very, very bluntly. And of course, because life comes with so many different flavors and life will challenge us at times and really, really see what we're about. And it's not easy to stay committed to your vision of whatever your desired thing is unless you have that strong why. And that's why I feel like that is so, so important, is cultivating that strong why and really allowing that to melt into your vision. Because that's what's going to keep you focused. If your why is really deep rooted, maybe it's for your family, for yourself, then for your future kids, just for example, right? Then that your why is going to be much greater than if you're just like, oh, I just want to experience this thing. Because then when things get hard, you might just say, okay, I just want to experience that thing. But if your why is really deep ingrained and very powerful for you, you're going to be able to move forward. And this is literally why I've created this mastermind group, because it's a process. And I find 3 months to be such a good amount of time where you see huge changes. If you're dedicated, I mean, just think about anything. If you're dedicated to anything for 3 months, right? And imagine then on top of that, not only being dedicated for something for 3 months, but having a whole other group of people who are on that same frequency, literally all with that same intention. Like, imagine you are in a group with everyone else who's also focused on making more money and showing up fully and creating that abundance and taking that action towards that. And it's like everyone is on that same frequency. You're not having people around you who are putting you down or are, I don't know, making fun of your ideas or questioning you, I guess. Instead, you're going to have those around you in a frequency who's also like kicking ass and doing amazing things and also desiring those same things. And having that community and support is really, really, I think, important. On top of that, of course, each week I'll be leading various lessons and topics and exercises and tools and modalities and everything in our different sessions to help you progress forward in that. I have actually the whole curriculum written up on the website so you can see what we'll be doing in each session. I like lay it out there. There's nothing I'm hiding. I'm very clear about the kind of the work that we're going to do. This is why I find this so important. I think now more than ever with what we're seeing, in the world, like I said, there's huge inflation and all these different things happening in the stock market. I think it's like, it's not just now or never, but it's like such an important time to reclaim your financial story and your financial destiny. And it really does begin, in my opinion, with a lot of all that inner work, like all that shifting and then taking that action. So it's like doing the inner work to understand ourselves, to kind of like piece apart the puzzle and be like, okay, like I see how I've gone to where I am, and this is where I'm going to go, and this is how I'm going to do things differently, right? Because if I'm going to want different results, I'm going to have to do different things. This is like such a obvious thing, I feel like, but at times we forget this as well, that if we want different results, we need to be doing something differently. If we've been doing something a specific way and it's not been producing the results that we want, and we want drastically different results, we're often going to do something drastically different, right? And I just think that within the next year, we'll see more of the same patterns in a way of like, it's time to reclaim and create, or just begin to regurgitate the narrative, because you really have two options. Either you can just, I feel like, come to the story that people are like, oh, this is happening. And maybe feel justified in how you feel, but just not feel empowered and not feel empowered in your finances or whatever it may be, or takes as an opportunity of like, okay, this is happening in the outside world, But this is literally showing me that now more than ever, it's important for me to create my own money, to change my own money stories, and to create the financial reality that I desire. Because it's all possible. Every single possible reality is being lived right now. Sure, there are cases where people are being really affected by specific things. And there's also people right now who are starting their businesses and thriving, and every other kind of example, right? Like every kind of timeline is happening, and it's really up to us and where we focus our energy and attention of what we create. And so I feel like times like these in the world and in society show us to come back and create our own story, essentially. Like I know we saw that just in 2020 in terms of our sovereignty and what we will believe and won't believe and what narratives will buy and not buy. And so, and there was, should be like for people, huge awakenings around that time, myself included. And I feel like now is like another one of those moments where it's like, am I going to just like follow the collective narrative and succumb to that? Or am I going to take things into my own hands, like trust the power that I have in myself? Because the easiest way to take away someone's power is have them believe that they don't have it. It's like have someone having a magic wand in their hand, but telling them that it doesn't work so much they literally wouldn't even think for a moment that it worked, and that they would feel so stupid and silly for thinking that their magic wand would work. But when their magic wand is literally the most powerful thing, then for that person not to have a magic wand, but to believe that they're powerful. Do you know what I mean? It's so mental. And so in our world today, it's more than important than ever, I think, for us to really be like reclaim and step into our power as creators. I mean, like, I'm not going to buy into this collective reality because I'm going to choose my own narrative. I know how powerful I am. I know how powerful my focus is. I know how committed I am to my desires. I know how committed I am to my vision. And I'm going to consistently take actions that align to that, essentially, right? And so this is why I'm so inspired to run this course and to really do a deep dive into money, because I think it is so needed and on so many levels, whether you've already done some work around it and you've maybe dabbled, or you've done a little bit, gone into it, or whether you've done nothing at all, or whether you feel like, okay, I feel like I've done work, but I feel like for some reason I'm feeling stuck. Whenever we're feeling stuck is a really great sign that there's more to uncover and that there's more to move through, essentially, right? In anything, if we're feeling stuck in any aspect of our lives, like I said, it's a powerful sign of like, okay, then there's more here, there's more to do here. There's more here that wants my attention. There's more opportunity here. There's more things to unravel. And I guess in my kind of thing I want to say in conclusion is that we always have a choice, right, where we invest our resources. So it'd be really powerful to do so in places that are going to help us expand them, right? So if we're feeling stuck and we're like trying to decide where to invest our money, perhaps putting it in the place that's going to allow us to get unstuck in those areas is going to be the most effective, right? So it's like, sorry. It's like if we want to reclaim our financial narrative and our destiny and create more money, and we have a choice of like where we're going to put our current resources, it would probably be wise to put them in a place that's going to allow for that to be possible, right? This is kind of like, it's being smart about where we place our energy. So if we're feeling stuck in a specific area of life and we want to create changes in that, then that probably may be the area where we're going to want to put some of our current attention resources to create the solution that we desire, right? We have to get clear, okay, what is it that I want and how am I going to go about creating that? And I feel like a lot of people right now are in this space of kind of like feeling stuck in that arena, or trying to understand kind of what direction to move into, or feeling kind of overwhelmed by maybe things that they're hearing in the world. And so I just think that this is such a powerful time of reclamation of our own personal power to show ourselves that regardless of the outer narrative that's happening in the outer world, we have such power to cultivate and create our own scenario. And of course, the outer world will impact us in ways or another, one way or another. We're all interconnected. How, like, right? So I think it's like a butterfly flapping its wings in, you know, I don't know if it's in Brazil, but somewhere in South America impacts like the wind patterns in New York. Like we hear different stories about like that, or different examples. And it's, of course, we're interconnected, but we also have our own power of focus and attention, and where we give that and what we focus on is what we're creating, right? And I think aligned action in the direction of our desires with a clear focus is so, so, so powerful. But sometimes we just need to get into that space, and it's not always easy to get into that space, right? If we're That's why I find courses or masterminds so powerful, because there's really nothing more powerful than getting in a space with other people who are in that frequency, right? Like, think about how maybe you feel when you hang out with your friends who are inspired and motivated and thriving, or just when you listen to people who are in that frequency, you begin to feel into that space. You begin to maybe even like feel into your own potential. You begin to feel into your own ideas, your own imagination, your own power. You begin to like your view of life or reality begins to feel expanded, right? Versus if you hang out with people who are complaining or having a pessimistic view of the world, then you feel almost as like, almost like a dark cloud kind of come over your ideas and your vision. And so that's why I find it so important to, especially when making really big changes in our lives and when doing work that can get uncomfortable, to have like that support system and that safe space and a group of people who are on that same frequency. Like, it's like when you're listening even to an inspiring person or inspiring book, you feel revved up in that moment. But imagine you were in that space consistently, right? Imagine you were in that space for a while. Imagine you were connected with all those people. Imagine all those people are cheering you on and you're cheering them on. And it's like this kind of unstoppable force. It becomes so, so, so powerful. There's a quote, right, where it's like, when three or more minds gather, the energy is multiplied times whatever. Like, I don't know the exact number, but something along those lines. Because when people come together with a focused intention, and when a big group of people come together with a focused intention, that intention blossoms and its energy radiates and spreads onto everyone inside the group. And that's why I'm just honestly so proud and so excited to run this mastermind. We begin in January on January 14th, and doors will close obviously before then. And I just invite you to really allow current events to be a powerful catalyst instead of something that weighs you down, right? So anything that's kind of happening, allowing it, whether it's around money or whether it's around something else, even allowing whatever current events are occurring to be like I spoke about another podcast episode, like believing that everything is happening in your favor. So being like, okay, all these events are bringing me into a specific place that I need to be and are trying to catalyze me in a specific direction. What could that direction be? Right. And perhaps that direction is in some way, shape, or form reclaiming your power, reclaiming your authority, reclaiming your vision and what you will and won't kind of align with in certain ways. And so I just hope that with this final episode of November, wherever you are, you just begin to kind of shift your lens a little and understand that although people in the collective can be experiencing something, unless you so surrender to that belief and take that in and claim that story as your own, it doesn't have to be what you experience as well. Yes, maybe you can be affected by it. Yes, you can hear about things. Yes to all those things. This isn't in a way of like ignoring it in a like negative way, but it's allowing situations to show you more clearly your power and more clearly what you desire to create, and then going on and creating that instead of feeding current narratives with your own energy, if that makes sense. I know it's kind of was like almost like theoretical, but I hope that that landed for you. I'm gonna have one last sip here. Oh, that was delicious. I'm gonna wrap up here. I feel like it's been a really long episode. My final kind of takeaways are just to remember that you are a really powerful creator, that it does not matter what has occurred up until this moment. You can choose in this exact moment to move forward in different energy. You can claim a different story right now. You can claim a different vision right now. Like, literally this moment can be the moment that you decide you're no longer going to hold on to an old identity, an old version of yourself, an old belief system, just an old pattern. You can literally allow this exact moment to, from now on, everything to be different for you in whatever direction you desire, that you have that power and that you have that authority and to claim that. It's so silly. I'm watching a show and like they're almost making a joke of it, but like this woman was doing healing on someone and was saying like an affirmation, and it's like, in every moment I am born, or like I am reborn in every moment. And realizing that like energy is not stagnant, you're consistently like pulsing and like you're consistently like coming to life in every moment, and that what has been your narrative no longer has to be your narrative, and what's been going, whatever you've been kind of carrying or holding on to or really believing doesn't have to be something that you continue to believe, but you can choose a completely different world right now by just shifting into it and by beginning to view things through that lens and really finding that why. So that's everything for today. I'm going to wrap up with two final announcements. One announcement being that doors will open for Divinity December on Thursday, December 1st. So Divinity, as you may know, is my monthly membership where you get access to both monthly ceremonies for a good discount off, plus their full recording. So for example, in November, we had a lunar eclipse ceremony. And then this recent Saturday, we had the financial abundance ceremony ritual. So every month we have very powerful energetic rituals and ceremonies and different workshops and events. And when you're inside Divinity, you have access to both of them. It's really amazing. If you don't enjoy it for some reason, which is very, very rare, then you can email healwithp@gmail.com and we can cancel your membership. But it's something that's really powerful. We have most people stay in it for a very, very, very long time. And doors, like I said, will open. So if you've been wanting to join, then definitely mark your calendar for Thursday, December 1st. That's when if you join then you'll get the December guide with all the information for December's live events. So if you can come live, then you'll get that. Then you'll know, you can mark your calendar for those dates. You'll get the PDF instantly upon joining. And if you're already a Divinity member, you already know it's going to come to your email. And then you can mark your calendar for those live events. And if you can come, or even if you can't come, you get the full replay. So even if you came and you just loved it, you get the full recording and you can do the meditations and different things in there again. And if you're not able to make anything live, I know it's the holidays and things like that, you still get the full recording. So just that announcement. And then yes, and my final, and then of course, like I was saying, for the Let's Get You Rich 3-month mastermind group, enrollment is now open. I'll have the links and information for it down below. I'm so excited and honored to host you inside. So with that being said, with so much love from me to you, thank you for tuning in this week to Unlimited Abundance and this divine episode. I am so looking forward to connecting with you next week. I think I'm doing an episode with my husband coming back on, also maybe talking about a few different topics we have in mind. So I might do like a little Q&A maybe on my Instagram. So definitely be sure to follow me there if you ever do want to be involved in Q&As for podcast episodes in the future. And with that being said, with so much love from me to you, I will see you next week on Unlimited Abundance.